This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, video games even a peacenik can love. First, though, in Africa, a developing crisis is threatening political stability in Chad and neighboring countries there. Today, the government of Chad broke off diplomatic relations with Sudan. President Idriss Deby blames Sudan for supporting rebels who want to overthrow his government. And the Central African Republic will now close its border with Sudan in solidarity with Chad. Today's actions further endanger Sudanese refugees from Darfur who have fled to Chad and may now be expelled. We spoke earlier with NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton. Ophabia, President Deby insists everything's under control, that he beat back the rebels who were advancing on the capital. Is that accurate?
We're told today that in N'Djamena, the capital, is quiet today, and it seems that the rebels have decided to pull back. Whether it is a tactical move or not, not quite sure. The rebels have been moving towards N'Djamena for the past 6 months, and that is when many of President Idriss Deby's top army officers decided to desert and join the rebel camp. They say they will not stop until they have driven the president out of office. He, by the way, is intending to run in elections on the 3rd of May, which he says will go ahead.
And what do his former generals complain of?
Inept government, corrupt government. In the past 3 years, Chad, which is a huge landlocked, mainly desert country, has started producing oil. You have these army officers and the political opposition, by the way, in Chad, saying the oil resources are not being properly used. When Chad began pumping oil, or just before, its project was underwritten by the World Bank and by this conglomerate, including ExxonMobil, and for the first time almost anywhere in the world, it was said that some of the money would be used now, some would be used for key areas such as health and education, and some would be put in a special fund for future generations of Chadians. Last year, the government rescinded on that agreement. And a lot of people say that put it on collision course, not only with the international community, but also with people within Chad who say they are misusing those funds.
Deby has accused Sudan of being behind this rebellion. Is that true? And if so, why would Sudan want to overthrow Chad's government?
Sudan has denied it, but many analysts say there are all indications that, A, Sudan has not only supported these rebels, but has backed them, of course, with the weapons that they needed to fight the government. And you have Sudan, on the other hand, accusing Chad of backing Sudanese rebels in Darfur, the troubled region in the west, where we have seen tens of thousands of people killed, millions more displaced, and some of the refugees you spoke about in your introduction coming across the border into Chad. So you have these tit-for-tat allegations, and now, of course, Chad saying, enough is enough. The international community has not listened to us. We've been accusing Sudan and saying that Sudan is trying to destabilize our country. Now they have backed rebels. Nothing has happened. We're going to not only throw out their diplomats, but much worse, the refugees who have become victims of violence across the border. So really, it is becoming a cycle of violence in this Central African region.
Well, where would those Sudanese refugees go if Deby does oust them? Where could they possibly go?
This is the question. Back across the border, there is still fighting in Darfur. You have the U.S. that has called the violence in Darfur, which has pitted rebels against government troops and pro-government allies known as the Janjaweed militia, who have apparently committed atrocities that go from rape of women, rape of children, killings. Are these refugees going to be sent back into what could be, if not certain death, certainly into camps that are so full of displaced people who are already leading a horrific life? Is this what President Deby is saying? I think really this is a case of brinksmanship. He's saying not only to the U.S. and France, a former colonial power, and the United Nations and the African Union, who has peacekeepers in Darfur, deal with this situation. Otherwise, we will give you work to do with these refugees.
NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton, thank you.
Pleasure.